Hama, we should know that Kedusha is our shield. Kedusha, the more a person has Kedusha, the more he has flavor in his learning, flavor in holiness, in Shabbos. The less Kedusha he has, the less feeling he has. Now, you can't explain this. I've always said it many times, and it's obvious. You can't explain this to someone who doesn't have Kedusha. I mean, it could be I'm talking now to you, and you're in one level and I'm a different level, and you have no idea what I'm talking about. What's flavor and learning? I don't know what you're talking about. And the more a person has Kedusha, the more he feels Hashem, the more he feels the Kedusha of Hashem in him. The less he has Kedusha, and it could be also ups and downs. For example, do an experiment in your own life. One day, guard your eyes 100%. Make all the efforts. How long already are we outside? We're walking from the house to here. Take the train from Nachlaot to here. Not so great. Not so far, right? Right? Not so far. How do you go? Does it take a train?
Bus and train.
Really? Yeah.
It's okay.
So what, you have number 6 what, that comes in, no?
Number 78. What you have to do is...
The King George, I think, from there, yeah.
Look at the wall. Because
there's no wall. It's all glass over there.
No, you sit behind the driver.
Okay. How's it, the bus?
Yeah, in the bus.
But in the train, it's all
by the train, what you do is you step in the accordion area where it moves, and all you're doing is looking at there.
That's only one.
Because anywhere else is like...
Yeah. Anyway,
what have we seen out?
Talking about Kedusha. Someone do it
for naked women?
Experience.
Naked men.
Himself, and guard his eyes one day strongly, you'll see a difference in his learning, a difference in his prayer, the difference in everything, I'm telling you from personal experience, from a lot of ups and downs. The more he guards his eyes, the more he feels the Kedusha in his learning, he feels Hashem in everything.
He's a really good Hashem. He gets a spiritual strength, some kind of spiritual energy. So he did that, and then he keeps it going.
Amash. And the person, he blemishes more, the more he blemishes, the more he feels like this. Amash, that's how Amash it is. It's less strength to do anything. It's pashut. I'm not talking from, also from learning and also from personal experience. Amash, just like that. So, let's strengthen ourselves. We're not saying not to fall from any situation, just let's see that. So we were talking yesterday about how much needs to be separation in weddings and in simchas, and separation in offices and by work.
The other thing you may want to mention is about the stress level, especially give him the little fun we're having outside with the rockets and those things going off at any minute now.
Also women have Yetzera, you know that? Besides my wife. My wife doesn't have Yetzera, but everyone else have Yetzera.
If you don't have
Yetzera,
what protects them?
Yeah, they don't have you either. כמו ששמעתי על גברת שהייתה עובדת בבנק, I heard about a lady that used to work in the bank. וזכתה שזה רב אמר לה להפסיק לעבוד שם, and she had a schus, the merit that some rub told her to stop working there in the bank. ושמע לו, and she listened to him, because it's news reasons, and she listened to him. אף על פי שזה היה קשה מאוד בגלל הפרנסה. Even though it was very difficult because of the פרנסה, and she was, I guess she was one of the main... The income, one of the main incomes was through her work, and she stopped the working there. And now she blesses that day that she quit working in the bank. Why? Only once she left the work over there, רק אז התחילה ליטום טעם של קדושה, תורה ותפילה ואמונה. Only then she began tasting the flavor of קדושה, the flavor of tefila, the taste of what emunah is. Even though she guarded herself, she didn't speak with men too much, nothing very. Even though the fact where she was blemished her kedusha. Also, a woman, the way she dresses, even though she doesn't have any desire for men, but she causes men to sin, she goes in an unsneous way. She herself, she can't feel any taste in her prayers. The more she has Kedusha on her, the more she has power. Kama ששומרים, because this woman was working in the bank, as much as you guard yourself, After all, like we said before, you cannot say a lot of people. Yeah, you can't just like when I was in the army, I wanted to get out. They drafted me. I was in Argentina. I was in yeshiva for a long time, and I went to Chutz La'aretz. I was in Argentina, Costa Rica over there. I came back to Israel. On the border, she takes my passport. But that was after 25-hour flight. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's far, Argentina. I was in the south of Argentina. It's 4 hours to Buenos Aires, another 11 hours to somewhere else, another 4 hours. Okay, so a long flight. Brazil, I don't know. I remember even where I flew. Spain, whatever it is. Anyways, she stamps my passport. Okay, she gives it back to me. Oh, yeah, give it back to me. And she calls the police, and straight to the army. I was 22 years old. How many years is that? 6 years ago. Straight to the army. It was right before Pesach, a month before Pesach. Took me to the army. And in the army, so at the beginning I was cooperating, at the end I was playing games with them. I said, no, I don't want this. Rav told me not to go to jail. So I said, fine. He said, go release yourself through them. They should release you. Don't fight them. Fine. So in the army, I just didn't cooperate with anything they did. At the end, he didn't want to release me. So what I did is I used to wear a uniform, and above it my hat and jacket, long coat with a round hat like chazir. And I used to go to the army base, and in half an hour, stand outside the army base and daven for half an hour. I don't open my eyes, I don't open my mouth. Not my eyes, not my mouth. So I went into the army base, just like looking just like where I have to walk. I must completely shut my eyes. And walked. I didn't know where I'm going even. So, and then I got to the office and I gave them my paper. No, you have to go to a different office. I just gave them the paper. I didn't talk. I said, oh, okay, fine. So come on a different day and we'll put you. I came another day. I didn't talk to that word. I said, oh, maybe because we're women. They called the guys. I didn't talk to anyone. Nothing. I said, if I open my mouth, I'll open my eyes. I don't want to open my eyes. I don't want to. So at the end, I understood who they're dealing with. They put me on trial. And he says, fine, I'll make sure you release. Go home. Anyways. You can't just not say hello to people unless you want to release yourself from the place. You're working with people, you have to say hello. So yeah, so she's guarding herself. I see, my wife is a photographer. She has to deal with the photographer men. It's very difficult to keep the distance. You have to work on yourself all the time. Not easy. And the only real way is to separate completely. The emet, the world is very far from this. Even the Haredi world is very far from this. Very far from this. No, from separating from men and women. In workplaces and stuff like that. There's a glasses shop over here. All what? Women, a glasses. Yeah. Optica. All women, in Me'asharim, all women, young girls working there. I went there, I couldn't buy glasses, I left. Once I bought, the second time I didn't want to go in there anymore. It's very difficult. Going to the makolet. So now there's a makolet here in Kozo, that they have men and they have women. They have two places where it's only men.
One near here,
over there. Oh, they'll stay over there. Can and then by an alpine as a besada, they could have women.
It's only
women or only men?
One man
and
one woman.
Besada, they could have women there. Oh, but you could have one man, one woman. I don't know, it should be a little bit.
A little better.
Or sneers women. There was one place where women weren't sneers. What are they called? The cashiers? Cashiers?
Yeah.
And the people complain. It says the Haredi place. All Haredi, they have to be sneers. And they forced them, they bought them white shirts. And over their shirts, you have to wear that. It's very nice. That's how it has to be. Yeah, it's Kedusha, Kedusha. Kedusha is everywhere. Kedusha is everything in our life. The whole Judaism is around Kedusha. Without Kedusha, you have nothing.
Yesterday, when I was doing this budget, I was walking down Mir Shirim, and there's a little, I don't know, the store. It says,
please enter only with Kisnir's clothing.
Yes, exactly.
Very nice.
Yeah. I was really, really happy when I saw that.
Then I want your money if you're not wearing Kisnir's. Come in with Kisnir's clothing, fine.
You know, I mean, it really made my day.
Okay. It's Kedusha. It's Kedusha. Kedusha is Kisnir's. Kedusha is God. That's what I teach my kids. Want to be Kadosh? Go get dressed in the room. Don't get dressed here in front of everyone. Your kids are 4 years old, 5 years old. I said to Kedusha, you want to be Kadosh? Of course they want to be. They know Kadosh is a good thing. They don't know what it is, but they know it's a good thing. If it's news, it's even a lot of how you get dressed when you're alone, yeah? Right? Just to be news in front of yourself without anyone there. By the way, you know which clothing you take off last? You get undressed? Kippah. Kodah Alacha or Kippah? That's the first thing you put on. Kippah stays on till the end, and you put on the first. Yeshua Kohen told me that he goes to the mikvah, he wears the kippah even though he doesn't have any clothing. He's walking to the mikvah, and only right near the hole, right near the water, he takes it off. Some people do like that. I saw the Alacha also, we looked at it. You don't have to do it. Stop. Also in the mikvah, you have to be tznius. Guard your eyes in the mikvah. You don't look at everyone. You don't talk in the mikvah when you're naked. It says in the... There's someone... Okay, a young boy came to Levi Yitzchak Bender. He says, I guard myself and everything. And I had bad thoughts. How could that be? Levi Yitzchak told me, you talk in the mikvah when you're naked. That's why. He says, you're right. He says, don't talk in the mikvah when you're naked. And you won't have any bad thoughts. Of course, if you guard your eyes and everything. Even in the mikvah, you guard your eyes. That's why you're not supposed to bring kids to the mikvah at all. They need to go to the mikvah. People come with their kids to the mikvah as if it's a swimming pool.
Well, I think it's a lot, though.
But the Ben Ish Chai says, even though there's a lot, that a father shouldn't go with his son to the mikvah. Yeah, the Ben Ish Chai says, 100 years ago, until your son has a full beard, like if I don't know, 18 years old, and he gets getting a nice beard, go with him to the mikvah. With him, together. Why? There's all kinds of horrible people. We don't want to, I don't want to talk about what. And because of that, go with him to protect him.
That was 100 years ago.
100 years ago in Baghdad.
100?
You should go with him?
You should go. Even though Allah is not to, the Gemara is not to, you should go with him. Because it's the worst case is that people do all kinds of things to boys.
But that was 100 years
ago. 100 years ago in Baghdad. Not. So what are we going to say today? You let your son to go alone to the mikveh? No way. You go with him, or he goes with his brother, older brother, he goes to someone, adult, that you trust.
When I go to, I think there's a guard.
Oh! In the mikveh Nashayim, if there was problems, they put on cameras now. They put on camera, what can you do? Kedusha, Kedusha. That's what Am Yisrael is based on, and that's that's the war. Look at what goes on today. Look at the streets. Don't look. Everything is sexuality. Everything.
There was a headline I saw today. They said 1 in 50 Roman Catholic priests are pedophiles.
What's the illness? Kayom, Olam. What?
I was just going to ask him if you ever read
happy
news.
Happiness. No, Mr. Happy is my.
And if you hear, if you read news, it's not happy. You're not supposed to hear news at all. I'll tell you what I did. I erased all the numbers of news that I had on my phone. So I had enough with them. Made me crazy with all these rackets and stuff.
Some Jewish papers are just engagements.
I've always said the only good news that there is, if the only paper you could buy, if the paper says how many. If it says, headline, the Mir Yeshiva, headline, this yeshiva, learning 30 da'af a month, headline, this yeshiva is doing that, only that kind of, that. Anything else you don't want to hear about. It's very difficult. I'm not saying, we have this, stakranut, naturally, curiosity, to know what's going on, especially here in Eretz Yisrael, with all of it. So fine, so once a day, I'm not saying, I said don't clear yourself completely, but that to be addicted. My wife told me, And she was working yesterday in Ashdod, so she was working with lady photographer also, and she's a video. So video doesn't always have to be on the thing. She puts the video down, and every once in a while, I'm moving around, and there's dancing and stuff. You don't have to, it's not like a regular camera. And she said that, you know, that woman, she wasn't getting off her phone. That phone, what is the phone? The new phone, no? The
iPhone.
Yeah. So the... Every time I told her, oh, you're addicted, huh? She said, yeah, it's an addiction. It's very sad. It wastes your life.
RD.
No, not religious. No. Anymore, but whatever it is, it's a waste. So you could do, even if you're not religious, you could do better things with your time. Besides the fact that it disconnects people from anything, the connection with new people.
My neighbor was showing me.
Speaking the WhatsApp. You know the WhatsApp? I don't know what that is, but they were told.
WhatsApp.
It's a thing called WhatsApp.
It's an app.
It's they send messages instead of talking. It's text, right? It's a message. It's like messages. It's very sad. People, instead of talking, send them an email. It's easier.
I think people in the robots. They don't feel anymore.
You see, someone told me, an old lady told me, I used to go on a bus in Tel Aviv or anywhere else, but she used to live in Tel Aviv. See, people were talking to each other 20 years ago, 30 years ago. Today? Either you have a thing shoved in your ear, right? Or you have a screen in your hand.
Or both.
No social contact.
Actually, go to
Jerusalem. Couples, no
social contact. Go to JerusalemCast.com. My wife did a cartoon about that with Ruth Van Winkle waking 100 years in Hollywood. And between 1914 and
1920, 2014. I remember, I was on a bus. I do Afatzai. Near Modi'in. Haredi buses go by from Kiryat Sefer, and at night you see all blue lights. Almost every seat is a blue light. What is that? It's very sad.
It's
very sad. You know, there's a place here in Yerushalayim for addictions, for drugs, for alcohol, and they have a department for computers. They take people out of addiction to computers.
Starting with pornography.
Not even. Even if they culture things. It's an addiction. It's an addiction.
I mean, you can get the New York Times, which is a nice, nasty paper.
Only
you
positive.
Can get Solitaire.
Only positive. I was over the negative. I can't hear.
Solitaire.
I don't hear bad things. Yep. Misha rotze lachzir lachzor b'tshuva. Someone who wants to begin doing tshuva. It's very difficult. We want to do tshuva, and it's difficult. We have to take responsibility upon ourselves. We're not here forever. We know that. Right, Dako?
The average, what did they say, 70 strength?
70?
No, sorry. It's
79.
No, I'm talking about the tilim. We say it every day.
In big vote 20 shana.
Yeah, 60 was
70 or 80, yeah.
70 or 80.
So if you think it's responsible for yourself, if this is the truth, go with it to the end. Asur, there'll be any personal connection to men and women. Asur. Is that the truth? If it's true, go with that. If not, so take the book, put it on the floor, or lag bomb, or you can burn it. Misha Omer, the one who said that doesn't bother him, doesn't have an influence on him, he's lying to himself, he's lying to his family, right? How do we know? Because like you said yesterday, the biggest Tanai, Rabbi Matya ben Charash, he was afraid that he's gonna sin. He took nails. The nails. He put them in the fire and shoved them in his eye. A Tana. You know what a Tana is? Each Tana was able to revive dead people. A dead person. You put the neshama back in. Like Mara said. Not exaggeration. The story is what a Yehuda went to I forgot to who, and he shechted him on Purim, and then he revived him. The next year he said, come, we'll do Purim together. He said, no. He said, why not? He said, because miracles don't always happen every day. The So you see that it's not talking about regular people. It's not us. You have to understand.
Miracles happen every day now.
Yeah, so much.
Oh, there's a photograph going around the internet. Someone took a picture of the Iron Dome missile going off on Shabbos. How an eight person. When they looked at the photograph, it was a hand catching the missile.
Yeah. I don't believe in pictures. I watched the photographer.
It wasn't Photoshop. I checked.
How do you know?
Because I do Photoshop.
No. How do you know? I can do anything today on the computer. My wife, I see what she does with pictures. I can't believe it's the same person. She can make you 30 years younger, you know?
Oh, that's easy.
You look pretty young, actually. Give me another that.
3 days ago, I was putting coke in it.
The Od Doshe Elyon, that they separate themselves completely from all these things. There was a guy, there was a special story on Elia Lapian. Elia Lapian, from Papa Sidi, a big tzaddik. At the end of his life, in his 80s, he was blind in one eye, and the other eye hardly saw. And some boy came to him, he said, I want to go to a wedding, it's a mixed wedding in my family. So that was the another phrase. No, your grandma asked. What? I'm 85 years old. I'm half blind. And I'm scared when I walk in the street, and you're not afraid to go to a mixed wedding? What's the difference? No feeling anymore. We said earlier a story that someone came to a big rabbi and told him, I don't know why you're so afraid to look at women. I talked to him, I have no problem with that. He said, it's like the Bedouin and the European. A Bedouin comes to the European
shoes.
And tells them, what?
Bedouin doesn't wear shoes.
Yeah, doesn't wear shoes. He doesn't. I don't understand. Why do you wear shoes? I walk on pebbles. I don't feel anything. Yeah, because you walk on them all the time. Doesn't mean that you don't get cut. You don't feel it anymore. But the European, he's delicate. He feels it. So also, where you have to be wholly sensitive. The more you get older, the more you're sensitive to all these things. It shocks you. After you live here in this area for a long time, you go to Petah Tikva, you think that the world is crazy. Why are people naked in the streets? I don't go to Ben Yehuda.
King George.
Petah Tikva, I have parents. I have a reason to go. Ben Yehuda, I don't have really a reason to go.
No, but if you're trying to catch a bus,
yeah.
It's like, okay, you put a bag over your face.
Not pashut. The more sensitive you get. So the more you see things, the less sensitive you are.
So if you're invited to a wedding, I'm going to be invited to a wedding.
Right.
Okay.
Awesome.
And two Jewish people. They're not prone. The wedding is overseas. And I already know that they're not even going to put modest dress required on the invitation. I don't want to walk into that room with 100 half-naked women.
That's
this
not
is
that.
Way too much. I can handle one or two. But 100? No way. That's overload, you know? It's like, well,
you're going out to the States?
Okay.
Or you're going to the States, right?
Well, I'm not going to... Yeah, I'm going to the States, but not for this wedding. I mean, even though my wife and I have a Buffalo facility, it's a true nephew. Her sister's son.
She could go. Your wife could go.
I told her. I said, it's not a problem for you to go.
You could give a nice check, you could give a present, you could call the chassan and kala or their parents, whoever you have a kesher with, and say mazel tov.
Yeah,
find a good excuse why you're not going. You're going to the States, you could be there, right? You find a good excuse. Like, my wife always says, he's not feeling well, he has stomach cramps, he has this, he has that. Now I have the best thing, I get up chatzot. I have a kohel last night, I can't come to weddings.
See, the first time it was easy not to go to the wedding because he married a non Jew on Shabbos. That was easy not to go. They knew we weren't coming at all. But now, you know, they think that,
it's kosher because he's Jewish.
Kosher. Yeah, right.
So it's a Jewish wedding with a rav?
Yeah.
Orthodox, right?
No.
Not Orthodox. Not with a rav.
Not a rav. A rabbit.
Male rabbit?
Yeah. I don't know.
It's not a Jewish wedding, really.
Was it a rabbit or a hare?
I don't know yet. I have no idea how this is going to, what kind of a wedding it's going
to
be.
You have to prevent.
Except that I know that it's going to be a wedding where
nobody's
going to be there.
You can't guard yourself there, anyways.
Why?
You won't be able to guard yourself over there.
No,
It's another thing you do is come early and say Mazel Tov, and so I see the chassan and his parents say Mazel Tov.
I don't want to use a ticket to the States that way.
You said you're not going for the wedding.
No, I'm not going to go. I don't want, this is a separate thing. I mean, you know, I go to the States regularly because I have children.
Right.
But this would be like, you know, it's an extra time to go.
Yeah.
I had a situation where relatives to my wife, I sat in the car in the parking lot the whole time. She went in the car.
Yeah, but he wasn't going to take the trip even. Doesn't even take the trip to the place.
Yeah.
Another time I was in the lobby the whole time. I was like my back was facing, I was facing the wall. Another time I was at a wedding, it was on a pizza, and I sat on the other side of the pizza, and I grabbed Coca-Cola for my new standard wedding. I mean,
usually when I do this, I go early, wish them mazel tov.
There you go.
I explain to them. Why? I'm sorry, don't say muscle talk. No. You can't say it. You're not allowed to.
That place, no.
No. When a Jew and a non-Jew get married, you can't say muscle talk.
You didn't go that way.
You go to the wedding. I said, before, I've done this.
They shouldn't have muscle.
No, I go to my nephews, because everyone who's in here, but I'll go there to where I know they're staying. Everybody will stay in a hotel.
Right.
I'll go there, I'll stay in Cuba. Everybody knows, no, they all know me, you know, that we're not the same. So I go there, I say, hi, how are you?
How wonderful is it?
There's a line you're allowed to say. I have to check with my rabbi.
Wow, so difficult.
There is a line you're allowed to say that's, you know, permissible. And
when it's a non-Jew.
When it's a non-Jew, right.
It's not go, wedding,
you can't go to a wedding.
That's why you're not supposed to bless them.
I didn't go to the wedding. I went to the hotel.
You're not considered married.
You can't go to your marriage.
That's what he said. He doesn't go.
I don't go.
He goes before, just to show his face, before the wedding.
My sisters, they had children that all intermarried. I'm really sorry about that. Not all of them, a couple of them.
Shemarachem.
So yeah, you know, you kind of have to do, I had to do something. I didn't want to. My rabbi says you may not have that kind of machlokas with your people.
Because it could be you'll bring them close at the end. You never know.
Plus, he was there. We covered.
You were here on the Thursday shir I gave? I'm not sure what?
No, I wasn't here. No.
We spoke all about, you were here on Thursday? Downstairs, and I spoke after Rav Ergon?
It's not tight, but I just put it
all up. All about, showing everyone a beautiful face and smiling to everyone, say hello to everyone, because that way you're able to bring them close at the end. Rabbi Natan writes, all your neighbors keeping good means and everything. All your neighbors. All your neighbors!
Now, I had a problem with a wedding where my son was getting married, and it was we put on the invitation, modest dress required. And
yeah, but it didn't say what modest means. Sometimes it's better if they come with pants.
No, I mean, and the women were coming in sleeveless with these
tank tops.
No, the formal gowns down to
halfway down. So, okay. Play time.